Dreamscape presents Mortal Lock Stories by Andrew Vax. Read by Phil Giganti and Natalie Ross. Ghost Rider 1. I was born a gifted child. By the time I started school, everyone was telling me I could be anything I wanted, do anything I wanted to do. At home, too, I had very supportive, encouraging parents. But there was only one thing I ever wanted to be, a rider. Just a rider. That's the wrong word, just. It trivializes something sacred. Riding is my connection to the universe, my only connection. If some magical surgery could scalpel it out of my soul, there would be nothing left. Without my riding, that's what I'd be. Nothing. I knew this years before teachers started telling my parents about my talent. I felt it inside me, growing. It suffused every cell in my body, surging with such power that I couldn't have suppressed it, even if I had wanted to. That force crushed everything in its path. By the time I was in grade school, it was so potent that it took over my world. It wasn't just that riding was the only thing I cared about. Riding owned me. Every sense was always tuned to that same signal. If I wrote something great, that's how I'd feel. And if I wrote something lousy, that's how I'd feel too. I don't know the exact time it happened, but after a while, riding was the only thing that could make me feel anything at all. The topic didn't matter. Even if it was supposed to be writing about writing, like when you do a book report, it was always about my writing. It didn't make any difference if I liked the book or I...